If the goal of education is to get children to take an inquiry approach to daily life, commentator Elissa Eli has discovered that the practice doesn't always live up to the theory.
For parents of a certain pedagogical bent, there is nothing as satisfying as an educational vacation. We were in northern Maine. We had tracked the tides, pointed to the stars, hiked holding books about fauna and flora. Now we were on the ocean, nearly level with the waves in a lobster boat. There must have been about 30 of us on the tour. Our guide talked in long, shy vowels. The boat cruised in circles while he pulled up a series of lobster traps for us to inspect. He showed us how to measure the lobster's length, how to tell if it was left-handed or right-handed, male or female. Kids hung off the sides of the boat, while mothers hooked thumbs into their belt loops and held on. We wanted them to learn everything. About these lobsters, about the unlucky starfish caught in the trap too, the sea cucumbers and sand dollars that appeared from a bucket in the front of the boat. We were full of educational intentions. Our guide squinted at the sky and began to talk about seabirds. He pointed out an eagle's nest on an island, just a shadow from where we sat. He explained that this part of Maine protects peregrine falcons. In the water and sky there were cormorants, egrets, osprey, least terns, black-crowned night herons, loons, and puffins. Every one of us, even the kids, began to scan for the exotic. This was the best. We wanted to see eagles, falcons, osprey. Secretly, each parent hoped her child would make the first discovery. It came a minute later from a little boy of about 12. He was leaning over the rail, shrieking beside himself with success. "Over here!" He pointed to something in the waves, and the whole boat listed while the rest of us stood up and ran over to him. We were all infected. We had to know. "What have you got?" our guide asked. The boy was ruddy with pleasure, giddy with importance. His voice cracked while we crowded over his small shoulders, prepared to be amazed. "Look," he said, "it's a duck."
Elissa Eli is a psychiatrist in Massachusetts.